Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 65 of From Long Distance to Marriage. 65. That's impressive. Yeah. This week we wanted to kind of switch gear a little bit and talk about something that those of you quite a bit further down the relationship line.
Not necessarily.
Well, no. But in terms of seriousness, talking about. And that's talking
what
about...
You mean like not mistakes?
Yeah. If you're having this conversation, it's probably a plan. But talking about deciding whether you want to have kids and maybe some of the conversations that you should have around that topic together. And just kind of the differing opinions that can arise in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So... For us, like, I always thought I wanted kids, was pretty dang sure about it. You kind of, either way, you...
I think I've kind of ebbed and flowed over the years. I think the turning point for us, for anyone who doesn't know, we don't have kids. We always, there was an assumption we would have kids.
Yeah.
We never really, we spoke about having kids, we never spoke about planning to have kids. So we would just, we spoke about... kids as if it's just a foregone conclusion of, you know, we will have children. We never really had the conversations early on of, do we want children? And so in the early days...
We kind of did.
I don't think we did. In the early days of our marriage, it was always, oh, you know, yeah, we'll have them in a couple of years. So we kind of... Both, we, you know, a lot went unspoken in that sentence, but it was a mutual agreement that we're not ready yet. We will have children in the future. And then those 2 years would go by and it was, yeah, we'll have kids in a couple of years. And then those 2 years would go by. And eventually we just kind of had the conversation of, do we want them? And I think that's when we realised that we've been operating under the assumption that you have kids. And I remember you, we were in the garage gym working out, and I remember you said something to the effect of, like, can we not have children? Like, almost like, are we able to do that? Like, can we consciously decide not to have kids? I think that was a bit of a... that was... Not that specific moment in time, but that was during the moment when we were being much more conscious about the conversation.
Well, I want to go back a little bit because, I mean, I remember us talking when we were very young, you know, before we even ever met, and I knew I wanted kids, and we did talk about it. I remember you were like, oh, I always thought, like, adopting... I don't want, you kind of gave the wrong impression potentially of, we just assumed, like, no, we talked about it a lot.
We did talk about kids being in our lives, but that's what I mean. Like, we spoke about, there was, the assumption was, of course we'll have children, and we spoke about children in our lives, but we didn't have the conversation of, do we want them?
Yeah.
I don't mean we assumed unspoken.
I think because we had talked about that so much earlier in our kind of time of knowing each other, maybe we didn't have it again, that conversation.
But I think
a
lot of people don't, and I think that's the important point of today's episode, is that that conversation is important, because a lot of people end up having kids that don't really want them. And one of the things, so just to clarify our position on it, I guess, is we've decided kids aren't right for us currently,
as far as we can tell.
We've not said we will never change our mind on it. No one's had any operations, you know, so we've not ruled it out. We've just said, actually, do you know, we're pretty comfortable that for the time being they're not on our plan.
Mm-hmm.
But with room to change that. But one of the things, so once you make that sort of announcement, for want of a better word, you encounter a lot of judgment, and I suppose you more so than me, but my family's been, members of my family have been more
pushy
about, oh, you have to have kids. And a lot of what people get told is, there's a lot of talk around, if you have kids you'll never regret it, and if you don't have kids you might regret it, so it's better to have kids. And there are a lot of people out there desperately unhappy being parents. Some of them, a lot of them would have been their, you know, their accidents. Others are people who maybe didn't realise they didn't want kids, or they just felt pressured because they either half wanted kids, or not everyone's really cut out for it. So, obviously, on the other hand, there are a lot of people who didn't plan to have kids, and they had them, and they love them, and they're great parents. But I think it's just something that needs to be said more often, that not everyone wants to be parents, not everyone should be a parent, and not everyone enjoys being a parent. I think we have to move beyond that very strong, forceful argument that everyone who has kids loves them and wants them, and yeah, sure, they love them, but you hear quite a lot of people say there's an element of resentment, their life has changed in a thousand different ways, and yeah, I still love my kids and I wouldn't change it, but my life isn't really what I planned it to be. Do you know what I mean? So there's just a lot of that, and I think that it can be quite insidious when people say you have to have kids.
Well, and there's a lot of things I want to say on this topic, because like you said, I've had to deal with a lot of judgment around it. Firstly, I'm going to take it back a little bit more again, because
there may be a lot of jumping about in this.
There episode. Is a lot, and it's, sorry guys. I was 100% sure I wanted kids, and I did. I don't think that it was that I didn't know what I want. I think I changed my mind. Yeah. I genuinely wanted a baby. I remember early on in our marriage, the first couple of years, being like, I just want a baby so bad. I know.
Yeah, you got really broody for a while.
I was desperate. And part of that was, you know, we knew it wasn't the right time then because, you know, we were living in an apartment. We both were just, you weren't in steady work. I was not working in the best job kind of thing. We thought we were still really young. We were in our mid 20s. It was like, not yet, not yet. And I was like, oh, but I really want them. I really want them. You know, I want loads of babies. Can't wait to, you know, blah, blah. And I genuinely felt that way. So it isn't that we just never talked about it, assumed we would, and then suddenly it was like, oh yeah, no, we don't actually want that. It was, I think you were probably more happy to do kind of what I wanted. I don't think you felt as strongly about it as I did to do it, but I think you were happy to. And then I think we saw people around us becoming parents. We saw people struggling. We also started to gain momentum in our careers and enjoy that. And then it just started raising the question of, oh, do we want to do that? And it went from wanting, I always wanted three kids, you always wanted two. Then it went for, yeah, two's, I was like, yeah, two's good. Right. And then it became, maybe one's enough. And then, oh, you can't have one kid, not everyone, you can't have an only child. And then when it got to that point, I remember we were seeing more of our friends and family, people having kids, some making it look really fun and easy, and some that you could just see the struggle plainly. The ones who made it look
fun and easy, we weren't around a lot.
Yeah, that's more my side of the family. Yeah. And my friends in America.
But no, I think that's a good point, is we started to see, we got to that age where people started doing it, and I think the idea of kids in your head when you picture them, certainly when you're younger, and you know, you probably think of the better things. You're not thinking of trying to just get that toddler out of the house, and they won't, and all that.
And I do just want a disclaimer. It's very easy for us to say this stuff. We don't have children. We don't know the joy that probably takes over the struggle. Yeah, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, of course. But what I'm saying is, when you picture it in your mind, like, I want kids, you picture the sort of really Hallmark movie kind of, like, oh, well, we'll bake in the kitchen, and they'll tell me all about their day when they come home from school, and we'll have to pitch in the fridge. Then when your friends and families are having kids, you see the fucking horror.
Well, no, I think it's...
And the, like, I'm sure we've both got stories on it, but you just see, it's the amount of parents you see who just appear to just not have their shit together. I remember being in London, and just walking off the train station, walking down the train station, and there's this woman walking towards us, and she had a kid just slung over her shoulder, another one just dragging behind her. She looked an absolute mess, and just thought, like, that poor woman.
I think that it's very, there's two films I'm going to reference, because again, we haven't done it ourselves. One's The Backup Plan with Jennifer Lawrence, and
Jennifer Lopez.
And the guy that she's involved with goes to the park when he finds out she's pregnant with twins and stuff, and he runs into this other dad at the park with his two kids, and the guy with the kids is telling him, he's like, having kids, it's amazing, and then it's awful, 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 and then something beautiful happens, this amazing moment, and then it's awful, awful, and he's like, and it's like that over and over again. So that sticks with me. And then one of my favorite films is, or well, or the Father of the Bride films with Steve Martin. In the second one, Diane Keaton finds out midlife in her late 40s that she's pregnant, and this was not planned. She's like a bit dazed, shocked, but also quite happy about it. He's thinking, Jesus Christ, we're way too old to do this. And they're leaving the doctor's office, and she's sitting on one side of the car driving. He's sitting in the other seat, and she's looking at her side of the window, and there's mums skipping along with their daughters, holding hands, having fun, eating cake, cupcakes. And so she's got this serene smile on her face, and then he's looking out the other side of the window and on his side of the car, and it's these dads pleading with their kids, running away, screaming, throwing fits and stuff. So I think those moments must both be there. But I think what we really want to talk about is, firstly, that you talk about this. And I think, you know, we were very, very fortunate in that when I, you know, when I changed my mind, Rich was more than happy with that decision. And it was something we talked a lot about.
It wasn't just changing your mind. It was, I remember, and it was probably me, I think, who... It was me. I remember we'd been at someone's party and they had kids and all the parents were sitting there saying, this is fucking terrible.
And, but it's so worth it.
Yeah, they all said it's worth it, but they all said, oh my God, it's terrible. And yeah, disclaimer, clarify, you know, we're not saying we don't have or want kids because it's terrible. Like you said, there's a lot of obvious joy in love. The point I was making earlier was there are many people who do resent their kids or kind of feel they shouldn't say it, but I wish I didn't have them. Like, you know, those people are out there, so that's more, that's not who we are. But it's anyone listening who's feeling that pressure, like, or you're feeling, why wouldn't anyone want children? Like, just, it's more be aware that that, you know, that does exist. But for us, we were at that party, and I think that just kind of triggered the conversation, and I think I initiated it. We don't have to have kids, do we really want it? We keep pushing it back, do we want it? I remember you were like, your first reaction was, of course we're going to have kids. And then we had a bit of a conversation and I said, look, think about it for a few days, like, let's revisit. And I remember you had that space and you thought about it. And then we really started to have
proper conversations. Well, I really struggled at first.
But there was nothing flippant about that. I want to just like make that point that there was nothing flippant or quick or rash about the decision. It was very kind of almost somber tone conversations. And we revisited the conversation multiple times.
Well, do you remember I said, like, I need to even think about thinking about this. I need to know if I'm even open. Because I knew I had some feelings that were, like, maybe doubts as to whether or not I wanted to go down the child route. You know, I guess I understood that we kept pushing it back. You know, our careers kept progressing. Our financial situation kept getting better. But for whatever reason, that goalpost always kept moving two more years. And we were starting to face our 30s, which nowadays isn't too late, but you know, it just kept pushing back. And I think my real kind of yearning for that wasn't what it was, but it still scared me to think about talking about that, because you always imagine that, and it was one of the things that I always want to do. Like, when I, you know, when we were first married, I thought, oh, I'm gonna stop working as soon as I can and have loads of babies and stuff like that.
Yeah, we even planned of having a little baby fund to put some money into every month, just
for maternity leave or whatever. Yeah. And so, yeah, we were at that party and we kind of said, oh, yeah, it always keeps going from 3 kids to 2 kids to 1 kid. And then, you know, they were talking about their experiences and we kind of looked at each other and I said, maybe we need no kids. And I think you weren't sure if that was a joke, you know, when I said
I think it had been in my mind longer than yours and I just hadn't known how to really bring it up or do I want to bring it up. And I think, yeah, that was just a bit of a catalyst that maybe planted a seed in your head that, oh, we can talk about this.
But what I'm saying is we were really lucky in that, you know, you weren't still 100% dead set on having kids.
No.
I was shaken in my kind of resolve to be a mother and have a family. And so, yeah, I mean, we're lucky because, you know, I would love to offer advice to people who, you know, maybe one person changes their mind or whatever. I mean, I think most people talk before they get married about, do you want kids? I think that comes on, you know, in the first several dates, you know, when you're deciding, hey, can I go further with this person?
Yeah.
But, you know, and so if you think, oh yeah, definitely, and both of us can't wait to have kids, and then one of you changes your mind, you know, that could mean the end for some relationships.
Yeah, because I think, I do believe that no one should have more children than they want. And I've got two, I don't want any more. I'm not going to feel pressure to have any more. Kind of like in Friends when Monica and Richard were dating and he's like, I've put all that behind me, you know. But then other people, that's going to be none. I don't want any children. And like you said, maybe you went into, you know, like last week's episode we spoke about maybe you've gone into this relationship together with a shared faith, and then down the line one of you loses that faith, and that then can become quite turbulent. It's the same thing with kids. You may go into that relationship saying, we both really want kids, and then one of you changes your mind, or the other way around. You maybe say, no, I don't want kids, not in my plan, and you both agree, and then a couple of years in, it's, do you know what, I've changed my mind, I really want kids.
Yeah, so either way, it's going to spark some really difficult conversations, and I think, you know, for some people, the desire and the need to have children is really, really strong in their life, and that is what they want to fulfill them. And for some people, that is the ultimate fulfillment, having children. And, you know, it must be amazing because people keep doing it, you know? And so all I can think is that if these conversations arrive, and at whatever point in your relationship, you're suddenly not on the same page anymore, or like us, you gradually end up on a different page, you need to be really loving in your conversations, because it's going to be really, really difficult.
And it's also, I mean, because there's just so much about this topic. You know, I think soon we will get to maybe some of the things to include in the conversation, the questions to ask yourself, because there's a lot that we went, that conversation for us wasn't just, we don't want them. There was a lot to unpack around that. I think we'll come on to that. But, you know, it's, if you change your mind and I change my mind, there's very different consequences. So for me, if I was to change my mind and you still didn't want children, and I'm trying to persuade you to do it, you're the one that has to go through that pregnancy. You have to go through the physical changes, the morning sickness, the actually being pregnant, the emotional changes of carrying that child, and then the delivery of it, which can probably, you know, can be more difficult than others. And then the maternity, so it's a much more, it's not an equal decision. So it's an equal decision to say, I want children, or I want children, or whatever. But to actually say, I want you to carry a child that you may not want, is very different than if you said that you wanted a kid. Yes, okay, I still need to be on board with, do I want a child? But there's much, in terms of the actual process of it, what I'm trying to say is it's much easier for me. Mm-hmm. I've only got to think about the, do I want a child in my life? You have to think about, do I want to carry that child? Do I want to be pregnant? Do I want to, the maternity leave? Do I want all that? There's so much more for a woman, and I just think that needs to be part of the consideration.
And I think a lot of people might be wondering what, you know, persuaded our final decision. And while a lot of that's really personal, and I don't want to divulge kind of all of that, all I can say is that it never felt right to us, and that goalpost kept moving. And when we started having those conversations with each other about it, the things that we realized were that we were finding amazing fulfillment in other areas of our life, and suddenly that didn't feel like a priority anymore. And also some mental health kind of consequences for myself as well were taken into consideration.
Yeah, and I think, I suppose if we talk about some of the questions, our answers to these questions were irrelevant, but just kind of points that we did discuss. I think all too often, in my opinion, people think about having babies. They don't think about the lifelong changing commitment. They don't think about, oh, I'm going to have an adult. I'm going to have a teenager. I'm going to have massive expense. You know, all those kind of things. And not that should put you off, but it should, I think, the responsible thing. And it's funny because kids are, pending any obvious horrible disaster, they are the most lifelong commitment you'll ever have. And yet, we probably get them and go into having them, putting far less thought and consideration in than we do buying a house, buying a new car, all sorts of different things. You know,
but I think that's because the human urge is there, because that's how the species continues.
Yeah, but like, you know, some people will say, right, I'm going to get a college fund for them. I'm going to get whatever set up for them. And you think a bit more long term. But I think just from what I've witnessed, so it's obviously not true for everyone, but I just think there can be, a suddenness to it, maybe hasty is the right word, where it's, we're pregnant, we're going to have kids, and you think, are you equipped enough for that? And, you know, being equipped for that is all sorts of different things. So the obvious one that people rush to is finances. Yep, we can afford it. We can afford to lose one income, or we've got enough money to hire a nanny. We can afford it, whatever that looks like. But there's so much more. I mean, so the things that we discussed were space. I mean, we are quite fortunate to have space, but not if you end up planning for one kid and you have triplets, which happens, or more. You mentioned about the mental health side of things. I think that's really, really key. Because, of course, everyone kind of plans that everything will go great. So, you're going to have a really healthy baby and they're going to have no problems. And kind of like we said before, that sort of ideal hallmark version in the mind. But the reality is, as rare as they are, not everything always goes that way. So we did discuss, hey, how would we react? What if we had the news during the scan that
maybe something was wrong?
What if when it was born, something's wrong? What if a condition developed later on? Yeah, okay, potentially there's financial impact there, although we're lucky we live in a country where, we've got socialised medicine, so that wouldn't be as big of a consideration, but it's still a cost. Horrible things like, childhood diseases or just conditions, right through to when they're older and they're driving on their own and they're out with friends, and it's just that anxiety of, where we were talking to a friend of mine who said he never had anxiety till he had a kid. And then suddenly he's like, I worry about everything. And his kid was still really young.
This obviously was conversation we had, but I know I can't speak for you, but for me, this wasn't really a deciding factor in
I'm not suggesting this is, people might say, oh, I can't possibly have a child in case, they have leukemia or something. But I think it's worth being part of the conversation of, hey,
how will we handle that?
How would we handle that? Yeah. The point I'm making is more just the conversation shouldn't just be, should we have a kid? Yeah, let's have a kid. I think even the most pretty much well-behaved child
is trying.
Many, many couples don't make it once they introduce kids. So it's just, if you do add into that an illness or condition or whatever with the child, that's going to be even more stressful. Forget their risk of survival. It's just the stress. I mean, we know someone whose child was incredibly premature, and that was touch and go, wasn't it, whether they'd make it, and thankfully they did. But, so things can and do go wrong, and it's just part of being equipped to have a child, I think, does include the responsibility of having the conversation of, okay, what would we do? How would we handle it? Okay, yep, we've got this support network. My family's around to help, and we've got this money in the bank to hire help if we need to. But, just have that conversation, I think. Do we have the space at home? Yep. Do we have enough space in the car to fit a car seat? It probably sounds silly and obvious, but I really think a lot of people don't, and they just have kids. And then, because they're so expensive, that can really have a knock-on effect over, that compounding effect over the years of your life, where it's like, yeah, we would be in this position, but the expense of the children or the child, and especially with medical bills or whatever it may be, changed that. And one of the things that we did talk about was we worked so hard for quite a long period of time to be together that was our focus, was building our own relationship. And yeah, there's a strong argument to be made that a child would compliment that very nicely. You've always said that you want to know what it would look like, for instance. And people could say, well, a child is your legacy, and that's all very true, but part of the decision for us was we wanted to focus on our relationship itself.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the areas, where we're getting so much fulfillment already, that the idea of introducing change wasn't really something we felt compelled to do. It's really hard because it's quite personal, but you also want to shed some light for people. The expense and the problems were all things that we talked about, but I think what it came down to is that we just didn't feel really driven to do that as a couple.
Kids. I mean, everything I've just said is not necessarily a reason to not have children. You shouldn't have them, not have them through fear. But I think they're worthwhile conversations to have to make because kind of forewarned is what's that saying? Forewarned is prepared, or I don't know.
Another one.
Yeah, but the point is, you can just say, do you know what? Yeah, we've mitigated that risk, or we know that we know how we'll at least try and deal with that. Obviously, if you're unfortunate enough to deal with leukemia, there is no planning for that. But you know, generally speaking, I'm just a big believer in sort of planning ahead and having the conversations in advance. But that's not to say you shouldn't have children as a result of that conversation. They're just a good conversation to have. I think if you say we're desperate for kids and we really want them, but yeah, we're a little bit worried that there'll be something wrong, that's probably not enough reason to not have them.
No. And I think,
and we're not anti-children, we're not anti-people having children, and we would never suggest people shouldn't have them.
No, kids are great. Kids are loads of fun. We love being an out and on goal.
We have kids, and that was another part of our decision was, I think if we didn't have children in our lives at all, potentially it would have been a different outcome. Like,
yeah.
But we do. You know, we have kids on both sides of our families, so in both countries there are children around, and we like being around children. It's nice that we don't have to be the ones that go to the birthday parties and the creches and get all the germs and the illnesses and buy the school uniforms, but we get to enjoy their company, we get to see them grow up and everything, you know. So kids are in our lives and we enjoy them, which kind of makes it slightly easier to say, yeah, we don't need them ourselves.
Yeah, and I think really what I want people to just get from this episode is that, you know, if you and your partner are on opposite sides of the topic, you know, if not having children is something that, well, I guess how to phrase that, is something that's important to you, if you don't feel it's right for you, if you're not sure about it, that's okay. Like, having kids is a huge life-altering deal. And as much as, you know, humans are compelled to procreate, that's how the species lives on, it's not your responsibility to have children. That, you know, the humanity will carry on if you decide, oh, you know, I don't think that's for me. On the complete opposite of that, if you feel having children is really important to you and, you know, you can't imagine your life without it, then that's great too. So whatever your feeling is, you need to know that you're completely right for feeling whatever that is. And it may mean that you and your partner have some serious stuff to talk about. It may mean that eventually you're going to be completely disagreeing with one another and potentially that you can't be together because of that. But you just have to know that truth, whatever it is, it's deeply rooted into you either way, whether you're called to do it or not to do it, and accept it and know that that's fine. It's completely okay. And it took me a while to get to that. You know, when we first started discussing this, you know, after that party, and, you know, Rich said, oh, you know, you kind of said, maybe we don't need any kids. Like, were you just joking? And I said, I don't know. I just, like, it's suddenly a possibility that entered my head and I'm not sure. And you said, okay, well, and you could tell I wasn't ready to talk about it, that there was something going on in my brain, that I was discovering something, a different option. And you said, okay, well, let's talk about it whenever you're ready. I said, I don't know if I'll ever be ready. And you said, okay, well, whenever. And, you know, we didn't really talk about it. And like you said before, you gave me that space. And you sent me a couple, like maybe Reddit threads or something, where people talked about, you know, I have kids, and as much as I love them, I now know it was not the right decision for me, and I wouldn't change that I had them.
Some of them would change it.
Yeah, some of them would. But some of them said, you know, it might be, I wouldn't change it, but now looking back, if I knew what it would be, I would not have made the decision to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that really helped me, because, you know, all the people I've been around and in my family and our friends, you know, thankfully love it. You know, they love being parents. And so I never really knew that it was okay to not want to or not like it. And so I couldn't even look at those at first. I remember you asked me, like, oh, hey, did you see those things I sent you? And I said, yeah, I can't look at it. Like, it actually felt to me like I was betraying something, or that I was leaving a faith, or, you know, I had the similar, if you listen to our previous episode from last week, you know, I started asking some questions about my beliefs around religion, and I found that really hard, made me feel a bit sick about it. And I almost had that same feeling when I started questioning my beliefs around having kids. And it was a very slow burn in terms of us coming to that decision. And, I don't think we discussed it with anyone but each other, as you know, seems right. It's a very personal, you know, unique to you as a couple topic. But when we kind of decide, yeah, I don't think this is for us. And, you know, we were at an age, we were in our late 20s, maybe early 30s, late 20s.
We were in our 20s for sure.
Were we in our 20s?
I think so.
Late 20s. You know, we were that age and we've been married that length of time where people were asking us a lot, when are you going to have kids? You know, how many babies are on the outlook? And for so long, I've been, oh yeah, in a few years when things are right, we're trying to sort out our finances, get enough space, buy a house, whatever. And I suddenly began to realize how awful it is to ask someone that. Because here was a decision that Rich and I had changed our minds. For so long, we thought we were going to have kids and talked quite openly about, yeah, we want to have kids someday. And so people can't be blamed. They were asking because they've been given different information at some point. But some of the conversations that I had after really upset me. And some were with the best of intentions. And I remember one in particular, one person saying to me, and they had kids and they were maybe a couple years older than me, not very much older, saying, oh, well, you're still young. You'll change your mind. And I'd never felt so
patronized,
condescended.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
That was the word I was. I had my own word.
Okay.
But I wasn't sure if that was the right form of it.
Mm.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm a smart, intelligent person. You know, I've made big moves and big decisions in my life. To have someone imply to me that I'm just young and I'm going through something and I'll change my mind, I found really upsetting. And you know what? I might change my mind again. We could decide in 5 years, actually.
We could decide tomorrow.
You know what? And if it's too late, we might think, oh, well, we'll adopt. You know, this could change.
But that you made a good point there that people mostly have the right intentions, but it's not everyone who doesn't have children doesn't have them because they've decided it's not for them.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who miscarry who aren't able to, you know, that either partner's responsible for not being able to there. And someone rushing in and saying, oh, when are you having kids and you need to have kids? Like, one, the person you're talking to may not be ready to say, well, actually, I can't.
And, yeah, or and I don't
it's
want
just
to.
You're opening old wounds and it's none of your business.
Well, really. And
I think it's one thing to say, oh, do you think kids are in your future? I think that's a fine, innocuous question. But
some of the conversations we had were not like that.
This is one of those things that I imagine a lot of people listening to this will have no idea what we're talking about, because it's not something that you don't see or hear that until you tell someone, oh, it's deep, you don't think they're for us. Then they almost take it as a personal attack.
Yeah.
It's almost like, well, hang on, I'm a parent, you're telling me I've made the wrong decision, I love my child.
Yeah.
It almost, and I'm not suggesting it is, but there's almost that thing of you're challenging their decision. Like
100%.
It's almost like you're pinning the mask away that they're not really as happy as they say they are. It's like, well, hang on, if I've had to have kids, you've got to have fucking kids.
I've had to face that a lot. And obviously, you know, when I'm speaking to my peers, that's women who probably have children. And so when the topic comes up, oh, what do you think, you know, when are you going to have kids? Oh, you know, we don't think it's for us. I am 100% in their mind devaluing everything they are as a mother. And I would never dream of saying or doing anything. Hold on. Yeah. Any saying or doing anything to make that statement actually real. But just my, oh, I don't think it's for me, is tearing down what they've decided.
And then the way they react to that, it just kind of triggers that defiance in people of, do you know what, like, I'm just, and that's a terrible reason to not have children, to
be spite defiant.
Someone, but that's just kind of a natural response is, well, fuck you, like, I'm definitely not having them now.
And just,
that's obviously that we wouldn't not change our mind because of that, but.
Oh, but it might make it more difficult to change our minds, I think.
Yeah, because you know you're going to do it, oh, I told you so.
And I think, you know, you mentioned there's a lot of reasons people don't have kids. And for some people, it's because it's not physically possible. And just based on the awkward conversations I've had, because we choose not to, we don't know. I could not have, maybe I can't. Like, we don't know because we've decided we don't want to. But I just can't imagine how those conversations must feel for people who really want children and can't. And it just, it's really sad. And, you know, I just really feel for people in that position.
Yeah.
And we are fortunate that we're in a position where we think we can choose to or not to.
Well, yeah, not everyone ignorance has, is certainly bliss if we can't. We don't
know. You know, some people maybe don't want kids and accidentally end up having them and they didn't get to choose. And then some people really, really want them and can't, it's and just, then they didn't get to choose.
It's such an emotive thing. Like, the people who... the people who maybe don't want them or they fall pregnant and they don't want it. The people who want kids who can't have them almost take that personally. Like, well, there are people here who want kids and can't have them. You need to have your child or you need to want them. Like, and it's like, it's not... It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a... it doesn't balance out like that. Like, I don't need to have children because... we assume we can have them just because Joe down the road wants them and can't have them. Like, what am I going to give him my baby? Like, it's ridiculous. It's
weird now.
But going back to what you said before about, you know, whatever your opinion is on it, you are right. I think that's true. And I think what's important to reinforce is, one, just be sure that it's your opinion. Like, you know, we hear quite a few women in particular nowadays saying... I don't really think this is our experience, but I think maybe younger people are saying that as women, they feel more pressure to put parenthood on the back burner because your career is more important. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it's this kind of thing of maybe a spin-off from, you know, oh, women don't need men. This ultra independence of being a strong woman is like, focus on your career, don't worry about kids. If in your mind you're like, but I do want them, and you feel like you have to convert that into... pursuing a career or whatever because that's what's expected of you, then don't. Like you said, you are right if you want kids. If you're thinking, oh, I'll have kids in 10 years, I want to focus on my career, that's fine too, as long as you've been honest with yourself that that's what you want and not what you think is expected of you.
Well, and on that point,
because it's easy, just to finish that point, it's easier for men to say, oh, in 10 years, because again, we're not carrying it, and from what I understand of biology, we can have children older, mm-hmm. like we can father children older without the potential complications of older women. So I'm aiming that at the women listening rather than the men, because the potential consequence is bigger.
Yeah, and I think it's really important not just to think about what society expects of you, and that, like, you know, that's really important what Richard said, but also on that, what your partner may or may not expect of you. And one of the things that was really vital, and I don't think we were aware that we were doing it at the time, but looking back, I'm so glad we did it the way we did, was because I knew that my decision wasn't influenced by you. Traditionally, Rich is much more the devil's advocate. You ask the harder questions, you challenge people, including me, probably more than I challenge you in terms of your thoughts and your beliefs. And I think that's partially because you're a theology major.
Yeah.
And you just like to argue, should have been a lawyer. But part of the reason I said, I think instinctively at the time, I'm not ready to talk about this, I need to explore this in my own head, is because I needed it to be my decision and not influenced by you. And I had known since you and I started talking as teenagers that there was some skepticism around having children.
For you?
I knew that there was a for you.
Oh.
Because when I said, oh yeah, I want kids, and we were kids talking on MSN, you were like, oh, I don't really see the point, da da da. And obviously you were a 7-year-old kid and that matured. Yeah,
my reasonings and opinions changed. And like you said before, I went through a period of time where I would have said, oh, you know, I prefer to adopt. There's a lot of...
Yeah.
And part of me still thinks that there's real nobility in that of...
adopting and fostering.
Yeah, because there are so many unwanted kids. And we even watched... what's that film? Instant Family, the new Mark Wahlberg film. So for anyone who hasn't seen it, they can't have kids. For whatever reason, they end up adopt. They go for adopt. Do you know what? I think they just...
They decided they to
They just foster. Didn't have them, and then she found something that...
About fostering. Tear her up. Yeah.
And we watched that, and you know, and it wasn't too long after I'd started doing volunteering with kind of vulnerable kids. And yeah, it got me thinking, like, oh, this, that is a potential option in our life. And I remember I just sort of floated it to you, didn't I? And you're like, no. So not having kids does go, not having kids doesn't mean not having kids for some people. You know, maybe that, look, we want to have children in our lives, but let's say, going back to the conversation before, we don't want to take the risk of complicated pregnancies or potential illnesses with a newborn, but we do want kids in our life. Maybe the anxiety is too much for that there, or whatever the reason may be. you may say, actually, yeah, do you know what, we can adopt, I'd feel better about adopting or fostering and giving a good life to an existing child. And
yeah, so, but what I was trying to say was, in that time when I was having to kind of come to terms with different ideas and decisions, I needed that to be completely separate from you.
Yeah.
Because even though we're a couple, I am still my own person. And if I chose to have children and he decided he didn't want to, I have every right as a human to say, if you're 100% sure, then this relationship isn't going to work. And I need to focus on the next chapter of my life being finding someone who does definitely want that, because this is what I want. Again, luckily we didn't have to, but I'm just saying,
it could still happen.
It could still happen. And if you are in that position and you need to decide, you know, this topic has come up, take your time. And it can be a personal journey too. You know, I think parenthood is a joint journey, but motherhood can be very independent of that. And fatherhood is very independent of that. And it's a very mature topic. And, you know, we see babies having babies, and it's worrying. I just think people, it should be something you really talk about. You know, we put a lot of emphasis on planning your finances and being intentional in your relationship. And this is an area where perhaps even more so you should be intentional.
Well, this is what I said before, that people, not people as a blanket, but I think too many people possibly aren't intentional with having kids. It's just, yeah, we'll have kids. Oh, we're pregnant. And everyone always says, oh, congratulations. I always think, is it congratulations? Like, do you want that child? Or do you feel like you have to want that child? And it's, you know, maybe forcing congratulations on people is maybe just the opposite side of that coin of, well, you're going to change your mind. Of course you're going to want kids. Like, you don't know that that person is as happy as everyone is. It could be a pretend face, you know, yeah. Of, oh, we're going to put a smile on, but we're not really happy about this. It wasn't in the plan. There are people who say they'll never have kids who accidentally get pregnant. And then when they say, oh, we're pregnant, it's congratulations, not, are you okay? Do you need some support? Is there any resource we can give you to help you come to terms with this? Like, it's not, especially if you know, there are people listen to, well, just get an abortion. There are many people who won't get an abortion.
Yeah.
Who don't agree with it or couldn't put themselves through it or would regret it, whatever. It's not an option for everyone. So if you say, we're not having kids, and then you get an unexpected surprise and you feel you've got no choice but to see that pregnancy through, and everyone around you's, congratulations, that's fantastic news. You can, I imagine, feel very, very alone. And,
yeah, that's,
well,
a good,
that's
point.
Not how I feel, but I feel like I can't tell anyone that because everyone's saying it's great news.
It might just be feeling of, okay, this is where I am now. Maybe you've accepted it, but maybe you don't know how the fuck you're going to do it. You know?
And you just feel like, well, is there something wrong with me that I'm not, I'm prepared to see it through, but I'm not overjoyed about it, but everyone's acting like I should be, like, am I going to be a good parent? And I feel like it's just mindfulness of, you know, if someone is in your life that's, you know, as far as you're aware, didn't want kids, and then suddenly they are, I think maybe the nice thing to do is have a quiet conversation of, like, you know, are you okay about this? You know, is everything... And hopefully they'll say, yeah, this is great, we changed our mind, or actually we didn't realise how much we wanted them until this happened. But they may also say, do you know what, I'm really struggling to come to terms with it.
I mean, I think I have done that for friends, kind of unintentionally, not aware of it. I had a friend who got pregnant, like, basically came back from her honeymoon and was pregnant. And she's like, I just can't believe it. And the first thing I said is, are you happy? Oh, yeah, I'm happy. I just can't believe it. And, okay, great. Now we can be excited. And, you know, that's not your call, whether it's a happy occasion or not. You know, I mean, life is, you know, beautiful.
It's so hard not to feel like you're just being like a dick, like argumentative. But, like, if someone says, oh, we're pregnant, and everyone says congratulations, and I think you're okay to say, are you happy about that? Like,
what
is that congratulations? If they say yeah, then you say, well, great, we're really happy for you, but they, you know, they may not be.
I think their delivery is going to make it pretty clear. If they're really excited telling you, then you don't have to ask that question. But
maybe, but there's
something
just,
in the way they announce it, or
there's,
you know,
so much expectation to be overjoyed at that news.
But I think you could really risk upsetting some people a lot if they say, we're pregnant, and you go, are you happy about that?
Of course, yeah. I'm not suggesting you always do that. I'm saying if you know that person, and you thought, if someone's been telling you, oh, we're planning for a kid, and they get pregnant, don't say, oh, are you sure? You know they've been planning for a long time.
Just gotta be careful with that.
Be extremely mindful. But I'm just saying, I think being mindful goes beyond just offering, well, you obviously give support to people who have lost a child or can't get pregnant. That's a no-brainer. We've then discussed that if someone says they don't want it, be mindful that that's their decision, and maybe they're hiding that they can't. there are scenarios where someone says they're now pregnant where it's not necessarily congratulations. All I'm saying is be mindful of
and of I think that. Be mindful of those conversations. And you know, we had an instance where we were at a family event, and we had already kind of come to the point where we thought, no, we don't want to do this. And some family members knew that, and I was holding a child at the family event, and someone shouted across the room, "It looks good on you. We know, when are you gonna, when's it your turn?" And I thought, imagine if I was someone who couldn't, and we'd been trying desperately, you know, how devastating would that be to have to just smile it, laugh it off, or to say, actually, you know what, I fucking can't, you know? And I just, it really made me feel for people who are in that position, and made me uncomfortable because of the position I'm in. And, you know, that person knew that we weren't sure, were thinking we wouldn't do it.
And they
were not being mindful at all. Like you're saying, people should be mindful, yeah, and they were not.
But there's just so many facets to it because, you know, like you've already said, I think no one should have any more children than they want. But if someone really wants kids, they shouldn't be forced to not have them. So you've got that. And then, but then there are the consequences after. So let's say you compromise. I don't know how you compromise on, you know, but let's say, oh, well, you want them and I don't, let's have a child. And you think, do you know what, I can't do this. And you break up. There's still a responsibility. Okay, legally as much as morally, you have to pay. You know, you can't cut ties completely. And this is another reason I think it should be a conversation of the amount of people who hate each other, but they have to be in each other's lives because of kids. And maybe it was an accident on a one-night stand. That's happened. You know, it can be very early on. It's not always after a 20-year marriage. But it's, you can't just say, well, I'm off. If you do that, you get arrested. The courts get involved. You know, so it's just, one, I suppose, don't compromise on it, but there's just so much to consider. And I suppose we possibly made this sound really, really scary and putting everyone off, but have kids.
But we can't put people off having kids. We haven't done it. We don't know.
I mean, like, have them and still want to have them, but I really think it's something that shouldn't be rushed into. That you shouldn't, like, you know, you know of someone who, as far as you were aware, didn't want kids, and then one day went, I'm really broody, we're going to start trying. If that's like, if you start getting a change that, like, if you said to me today, I changed my mind, I'm really broody, we'd probably say, well, we spent the last few years saying this isn't on the map, let's give it 6 months.
Yeah.
Because you may have a broody. Like, we've both been around kids or in scenarios, you might say, oh, yeah, it would be quite nice. Like, it's not 100% for either of us, is it? We've both said, yeah, of course there's a part of me that wants to know what we would produce, what it would look like, what it would go. Of course, like, but if we said today, I want one, I think the sensible thing would be to say, let's give it a little bit of time and just check.
Yeah, for sure.
We don't change our mind again. So, you know, it's not something that should just be rushed into.
Again, like you said, we're making it sound like this big scary thing. This is not an episode saying whether you should or shouldn't have children. We have no opinion either way. We love the kids. Just
sharing our journey.
And it's also just trying to comfort people who maybe don't know what they want or want something different or not sure and feeling challenged. Like, it's okay to not know. It's a big fucking deal. And
I think what you said before, as long as what you feel is what you truly feel and not what you feel pressured to feel, then you are 100% correct in how you feel.
Yeah, exactly. And you need to come to that decision on your own and not be influenced by even your partner. You know, I think
you can be influenced. Like, if we were to say, do you know what, we're not exactly on the same page, but this is what I really would like about it. You know, I think you'd be a great mom, and I think I'm looking forward to taking them to football practice. Like, or whatever.
Okay, maybe influenced, but not decided.
Yeah, I couldn't say to you, and you can say to me, we are having a child. And if you won't have it, then I'll find someone else to have it. Like,
well, don't I just really think that if you're in a couple, if you're part of a couple who sees things from the opposite side, you know, you're disagreeing, that, you know, neither party should be shamed or told that they're wrong for whatever they want. You know, I mean, this is one of those things where there is no right or wrong answer for what you genuinely want.
Yeah, but you can have children for the wrong reason.
Oh, yeah, that's not...
Like, we...
We don't need to go down that route. That's completely different.
There is one, because the one that always comes up from people is, oh, well, who's going to look after you when you're old?
Yeah, and that gets me upset.
One, that's not a reason to have a kid. And two, there's no guarantee that they will. Like, especially these days, and it's, you know, a lot of our audience, people move. Children.
I mean, I live in America. I'm from America, and I don't live there.
Your parents do have other kids who are there. But it's, yeah, exactly that. Like, there are a lot of kids now who emigrate. There are kids who fall out. There are kids who think, do you know what? I'm not doing that.
It's just also insulting to the children. Like, yeah, I'm going to have you. I'm going to raise you. And then you fucking owe helping me die to me. Like,
yeah.
Well, what? No.
So I think there are wrong reasons to have a child.
But that's unique to everyone, and we don't necessarily need to get up. That is something, you're right, that people raise a lot with us. And something else that I want to touch on is people who do have kids. I don't know why they'd be listening to this, because it's going to be titled something like deciding whether you should have kids or not. But what I really feel bad for parents is it's like this mask they have to hold in place. You see it with some people that they're really struggling and they're finding it hard. And parenting looks fucking difficult. Of course they're going to find it hard. And it's like they almost feel like they can't let that facade slip that everything's fine, everybody's great, we love every moment
it's
of
like
this.
An admission that this is a mistake.
Yeah, not, and it's like to admit that it's difficult, or to admit that you're struggling is wrong or weakness or somehow disrespectful to your child. And I think that's really, really sad. And I think people need help. And in a day and age where people are really, you know, encouraged to talk about how they feel and talk about their mental health, I mean, having a newborn baby or having a lot of kids must affect your mental health. It's a lot of, you know, you're losing sleep, and it just makes me sad. We have people in our life, we can see genuinely they are struggling with having kids and all that is entailed with it, but they're great at it. You know, they're good parents, they're doing a good job, but for a moment they'll say, oh, little so-and-so was up all night doing this and this happened, this, but it's great, I love it. Yeah. And you're just like,
there's always a disclaimer.
It's like, it's okay, just say it's hard. You're obviously doing a good job, like, you're allowed to hurt, like in life, in marriage, you know, like, as much as we love each other, you know, if we're having a problem with each other, you know, we're allowed to say that. It's okay to say, this is great, but.
And it's funny, actually, because it's totally expected in a relationship to have grievances, and people make whole evenings about just cussing out their other half, you know. It's like, but there's no disclaimer on that. It's like, oh, yuck, he did this again, but I love him. Like, it's just, oh yeah, what a dick. But with kids, so you're right, people are always punctuate that with, but it's fine, it's great.
But I think they do that more to outsiders. I think probably between mom and dad, oh, little so-and-so was such a little shit today. Oh, I know. What, you know, between each other, because they know the good and they know the bad, they're probably much more willing to, you know, as teachers, we did it, you know?
Yeah.
We'd share a student, oh, this fucking asshole of a kid. He's such a, but you know, when you're talking to other teachers or you're talking to the parents, he's challenging at times, but he's got so much problem. You know, you sugarcoat it for outsiders, but I think it's okay. I don't know. I just feel bad. And I think it's okay that it's hard and people shouldn't feel like they have to hide that. If only because you're giving people the wrong impression who are about to have kids. They need as much of a reality check as they can possibly have. It's one of those things, everyone we know who's had kids, even if they 100% love it, have said, no one lets you know what it's like. You have no way to know what you're going to go through as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
So don't hide it. Be open. It should be this thing that people are really honest about. And again, maybe in parenting circles and within friend groups that have kids, maybe people are. Maybe just because we're not part of that sort of community, because that's not where we are in life. We don't see that.
But I think nowadays it's easier than ever to find out. I mean, there is a group or a resource or a book for everything. You know, so for people who've decided they don't want kids and maybe you haven't got the support in your life, there are Reddit subreddits, there are Facebook groups.
There's Mumsnet.
For people who are...
There's mummy bloggers, there's everyone.
Well, I'm talking about the opposite of that. I'm talking about people who don't want kids. Oh. There are resources out there. There are places with other people who can help you. You not feel alone. As you said, if you do want kids or you're planning to have kids, you can join Mumsnet and mummy blogs and again Facebook groups and subreddits for people who are planning to have kids or have kids and they're sharing wisdom. You know, so it's easier now than ever to be informed.
Yeah, and I think
to be in a tribe.
If you know, if these conversations about whether or not you want to have children are going to be on the table for you, I think the only advice we can offer is to be really patient, really loving, really accepting. You know, this is not like buying a car or going on a vacation. You can't force someone to do it because it'll be over eventually. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Yeah, it won't end.
Yeah. And you just, have to be loving and just really, I don't know, accepting about whatever it's going to be. Obviously talk about the pros and cons and go down that path, whatever it needs to be. But, you know, this is something that is very personal. And I don't just mean between a couple, like to the individual, you know, it's very personal. Yeah. And again, our experience with this has been different because Rich is a man. So, you know, if a man asks him, oh, you know, do you and your wife have kids? No. Oh, do you think you will? No.
End of conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
If for me, I have a lot of questions and, you know, some people can make you feel a little bit, attacked is too strong of a word, but under the microscope maybe. And I don't think it comes from a bad place. People just don't understand maybe.
But it is the one place where people feel so entitled. Like no one ever says to you like, how much money have you got in the bank?
Yeah.
Like why aren't you earning that? Like, and again with marriage, let me do that. But there, for some reason, and I think it's mainly from women to women, for some reason there seems to be this entitlement. And I don't know if it's like, you're betraying your gender and because I'm the same gender, I can tell you this. Like, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something where they just feel like they have the right to be so intrusive into the most personal, private matter. And yet we have so much reservation about sex lives and finances and ambition. Like people say, people won't admit to having certain ambitions in life. And it's just weird to me that the things that we feel so, we have so much right to access to, is the one that we don't really have the right to access to.
It was really interesting. I think I've only had the conversation with one man. You know, someone asked me, oh, you know, do you and your husband have kids? No. Oh, do you think you will? No, I don't think it's in the cards for us. Really? Well, that, you know, like they were really surprised, but it wasn't ever judgment. It was...
Yeah, surprise is different.
Yeah, and it was, oh, really? Okay. And they said, you know, I love my kids and I wouldn't change it, but if I was where you are now, I wouldn't choose to. So, I really appreciated that because I don't get that. And, you know, now that we're kind of approaching our mid-30s and it's not so expected now, I think people have kind of got used to it. We don't have to have the conversations so much anymore. It comes up once in a while and I've got a bit better at it. But I think, I hope everyone, and it's taught me as well, because I remember, in a previous job, someone joined who had one, maybe 4 or 5 year old, and... You know, a couple of us, oh, do you think you'll have more kids? And then it was made clear to us later, you know, don't ask that person that. They've really struggled to have more kids. They've been trying. And you just don't think, you don't ever mean to upset someone or question their life decisions or rub it in that they're struggling with something. But we just never know what our comments or questions are making someone feel. So I think I would just advise people to not ask many questions. You know, we have some parts of the family, we get asked about it a lot and told that we're making a mistake and that we don't know what our mind is made up to, that we don't know our decisions, which is pretty insulting. And other parts, we don't get asked at all. There's no questions to us, and that's nice. It's refreshing. And some, there are questions and it's, oh yeah, it's not for everyone. So I don't know. I just want people to take away that
it's okay to feel what you feel.
It's okay to feel what you feel. Be respectful no matter who you're talking to about it, whether it's your own partner or someone outside of that going through something. And
look, we're happy to be, you know, if any of what we said resonates and you're in a similar position to what we're in, like, you can talk to us. Like, we're happy to have, you know, email, whatever. And
in some way for us, it's nice to have someone to talk to about that. You know, I don't know any other couples that we know that don't want to have kids, so we can feel quite lonely in that.
Yeah, but it can be something that I imagine a lot of people can feel isolated with. So, you know, don't suffer in silence with it. If anything we've said has resonated, feel free to get in touch. And if you want kids, then we hope this hasn't put you off.
No, that's not at all the aim. We think kids are great. We just...
don't want them.
We just know that it's not right.
Imagine if we have a child and in 20 years I listen to this episode and go, was I an accident?
You were an epiphany.
An epiphany. What were you? You were a surprise?
No, I wasn't a surprise. I was kind of a, hey, if it happens, it happens. I
thought they said you were a surprise.
No.
Who was a surprise?
Well, I don't want to get into the details. There's conflicting evidence as to whether I was a casual, if it happens, it happens, or if I was a bit of a surprise. But
But you're here now.
That's I'm here now. And they seemed very happy with me growing up, so.
They were sad when you moved.
They were really sad when I moved.
Yeah. Okay, well, until next week.
Have a good week, guys.